views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to the Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. This is where authentic change takes flight. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today I'll be talking with Krista Gorman, author of Lessons in Love, 12 Principles for Daily Living, about the lessons she learned during a near-death experience 14 years ago and how you can apply these lessons in your life as well. But as we do each week, we're going to begin with our healing meditation, and this is open to whatever you feel needs healing in your life or in the world. So think about a situation, a person, or even yourself as something that you would like to heal. And as we go through the meditation, just send love and healing to that situation or person. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. Just one more deep breath in and release. And thank you for joining us on that. So as I've been telling you the last couple of weeks, and I just want to remind you again that beginning at the end of June, which would be next Monday on next Monday's show, I'm making some format changes in the show. And really what this is about is that as I continue to evolve and change, what I want to offer to others also continues to evolve. And my vision for the show has always been to offer help to listeners who were feeling unhappy and stuck and needed some guidance. And up until now, I've done this by offering guests that have perspectives and tools that might be helpful, as well as through the shows where I've shared tarot and intuitive guidance with callers. And every show, I've also done a light bulb moment, which is where I share a personal experience that's helped me shift in the world and where a light bulb came on for me. And the idea behind the light bulb moment is that my experience might trigger you to notice something similar in yourself that would lead to your own shift. So building on the light bulb moment, what I'm going to be doing beginning with the show next week is that I'll be sharing a light bulb moment at the beginning of the show instead of at the end. And then I'm going to open up the phone lines for callers that have a problem or an issue where they need some help. And it can be related to the light bulb moment that I just spoke about or not. It doesn't really matter. And my goal in doing this is really to help each caller move to a new place, either by the end of the call or at least start some shift moving in them, and also to trigger shifts in listeners who might identify with the problem or the guidance that the caller receives. So part of this shift in format is also that I've returned my focus to coaching people on finding their life purpose, and in particular, how to apply the life purpose in their career or in starting a business. And I've been doing this type of coaching for 5 years or so, but I had put my energy and focus somewhere else for a while, and so I wasn't doing it very much. And now I'm really feeling reinvigorated and inspired to help you figure out what you came here to do using my tried and true tools, along with some new tools that I've learned in the past year, including tarot and numerology, if that's something that interests you. So because of this shift, both in the show and in my own practice, I'm offering free consultations so that you can find out which program might be best for you if you want some help with discovering your life purpose. So right now on the website, if you go to thelauralongleyshow.com in the banner at the top of the page on the right-hand side, you'll see a link where you can sign up for a free consultation. And so you can go there, you can see my schedule, you can choose a time and sign up. Or if you want to ask some questions before you sign up, feel free to shoot me an email at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. So that's a big, long introduction of the changes that are coming, and this is the last week we'll have to talk about all those changes, but I do want to make sure everyone was aware of the opportunities that are coming up for you to get some help both on the show and through this free initial consultation. So last week I told you that I had gone to a workshop for Alternatives to Violence Project, and I told you a little bit about something that came up for me in that process, and I've continued to have other discoveries come up or learnings come up through over the past week. And one of these was that I had an aha about how easy it was for me to play during the light and lively exercises at that workshop. And play has always been really difficult for me, and I'm sure it may be true for some of you as well, but play is also so necessary for us in a healthy life. So during this week's light bulb moment at the end of the show, I'll share what my aha was, and I'll also share with you ways that you can learn to be more at ease with play, too, if it's something that's difficult for you. So be sure and stay tuned for that. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. Krista Gorman is a physician assistant who died while in labor with her daughter. 8 minutes later, she returned. While in the afterlife, she made the decision to return to her body on one condition. That was to share what she'd learned with others in the spirit of love and service. After 14 years, Krista has begun to do just that. What happened over that 14 years was everything that she needed in order to authentically deliver her message. Krista's forthcoming ebook is entitled Lessons in Love, 12 Principles for Daily Living, and it addresses her experience during those 8 minutes and the lessons that she learned that can help all of us to live a more loving life. Let's welcome Krista Gorman to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Krista.
Hi, Laura. Thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, you bet. I'm so excited to have you here. And it's funny how we seem to get on themes on the show where certain guests address certain things. And I shared with you when we talked last week that a couple weeks ago we had Edmer Serrano on, who also talks about NDE as well as out-of-body experiences. And so I think it's kind of nice that we get to reinforce from different perspectives some similar information.
Yes, definitely.
So it was 14 years ago that you had this experience, and I know that you, and we'll talk in a little bit about what the experience was, but it's taken you a while to start putting out there what came out of it for you. Can you say a little bit about that, about the delay in doing that?
Oh, sure. Well, I had just finished my training as a PA 3 weeks before I was due to deliver my daughter, and so I was very much in that Western medicine mindset, and after my experience coming through that and starting a new position, my daughter was 3 months old when I started working at my first job as a PA, I felt like I really needed to integrate myself into my work in order to be able to survive. You know, just to meet my basic needs, meet the basic needs of my family. So it didn't coincide with what I learned in my near-death experience. It was almost the complete opposite. I had this struggle going on within me, and I had a lot of fear about exposing myself, because what I learned was that we are just the embodiment in our physical bodies of the love that is the universe, and we are the touchstones for the energetic resources of the universe. My touchstone, my position there, I blocked because it was too scary for me to open myself up and be that conduit in the flow of the energy. I spent a long time in fear, 14 years.
Well,
almost.
And you know, a lot of the reason I asked you this question was because of that reason, because it is so normal or common for any of us, whether we've had some unusual experience like you did, or, you know, are just wanting to make a change in our lives, frequently there is a lot of fear around how we're going to be received and how those changes are going to be received by people in our lives, either, you know, people we love and care about, like our family and friends, and or like with you also in, you know, your professional life. And so that was the main reason I wanted to bring that up, is I want listeners to hear that even when we have these huge experiences that really can shift us internally, it may be this longer process of integrating it into ourselves, as well as being in a place where we feel like we can show that to the world.
Yes, yes, we are all the same in that respect. I agree.
And, you know, because I think sometimes we think that, oh, you know, she had that amazing experience and she learned that we're all love and now her life is going to be magically transformed. And no. You know, I think maybe occasionally that happens, but I think it's more frequent that it really does take this process for us to be able to use what we've been given in that moment.
Yeah. Yes, I completely agree with that, 150%.
Well, and I know we had on the show sometime last year a woman who is a God scribe, and so she had, you know, this amazing experience where God started speaking through her, and same thing, it took her 7 years before she wrote her book, and a lot of the same kinds of fears, you know, what is family going to think, you know, people are going to think I'm crazy, you know, all this stuff, and I do want listeners to also think about that it can apply to more quote-unquote normal kinds of changes in our life, too, where it's not something that people will say, oh, that's weird, but more just people don't like us to change. They like us to stay the same. It makes them feel more comfortable.
Right.
So we are up on our first break already. The show always gets off to such a quick start. But when we come back, I'd like for you to share the experience so that our listeners can get an idea of what happened for you and what you did learn in that 8 minutes. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Laura
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Leaves turn brown and we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Krista Gorman, author of Lessons in Love, 12 Principles for Daily Living. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Krista and her ebook, which isn't out yet, but will be out soon. So, Krista, I'd love for you to share how people can find you, and I know that you have some events coming up soon as well.
Yeah, I have a blog. It's called Matters of Life and Death. And that's at KristaGorman.com, and it's KristaGorman. And I also, I'm developing a website. I'm kind of using my blog as a website right now, but I'm developing a website that will be 12principles.com, and that'll be ready soon. And my ebook, I'm actually in the process of getting it published, and so that'll be available in just a few weeks. And I will have it up on my blog, and I will have it up on my website. Download. It'll also be available on Amazon, other places, you know, where you can download it. In August, I'm going to be participating in the International Association of Near-Death Studies yearly conference, and that's going to be in Newport Beach, August, the last week of August. So I'm really excited about that.
And I'll just throw out there, too, that our guest a couple weeks ago, Admir Serrano, who also has talked about out-of-body experience and near-death experience for the show, he's going to be there at the conference in August in Newport Beach as well. And so it's in Newport Beach. I can't talk. Newport Beach, California. Do you happen to know the exact dates it is?
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part.
Do you happen to know the exact dates?
August 26th through the 30th, I believe, is the last day of the conference. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the last week of August.
Okay, yeah. So if people are in the California area, then that would be a great thing for them to go check out. It would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were leading up to the break, I said that when we came back, you were going to share what happened for you during that 8 minutes when you had, so it was like you had no heartbeat or no brain activity or what was going on our side that they knew you were dead.
Well, I had gone into respiratory arrest, and then my heart stopped beating, and they were not able to detect my heartbeat. It was 9:18 in the morning, and my heartbeat returned at 9:26.
Okay.
So during that period of time, what happened was I was in labor with my daughter. I was induced in labor, so my contractions were very, very strong, and I was in a lot of pain. So they had given me an epidural and then said, you know, my daughter's heartbeat was dropping too low. So they said, you know, we need to do a C-section. So I'm, reconciling that in my head. And then directly following that, I started to have trouble breathing. And very rapidly, I was gasping for air. And as they were wheeling me out of my room into the OR and labor and delivery, I passed out in the hallway. And I remember just trying to breathe, trying so desperately to breathe, and the sound I was making was horrific. And my next point of awareness was I was above my body, although I didn't know it was me. I didn't know what was going on. It's sort of like watching a movie. And I saw the people around me. I saw my daughter. They delivered her by emergency C-section, and I saw my doctor hand her to somebody at my shoulder who was actually a nurse practitioner who revived her because Maggie didn't have a heartbeat. She was blue. She was revived. And in the meantime, I'm watching this. And my awareness was I could see. I couldn't hear anything. I, of course, didn't feel anything. I couldn't smell anything, but I could see. And I noticed around me that I was particulate kind of matter. It was sort of like static on the old TV set, and the walls around me, the ceiling was sort of flowy and a little bit transparent, and I started to feel a force pulling at me, and at the same time, I was starting to become more and more attached to what was going on below me and really, you know, starting to get curious, and then the force was just stronger than my will to stay there, and it pulled me away. I found myself in a, it wasn't a tunnel, but it was a space that was the same kind of static that I was. And I was permeated with love. It was just all encompassing. That's all there was. And in an instant, I had all the questions I'd had in my life answered, and with the exception of one. I had one question that did not end up getting answered, and I'll get to that part. But then, I'm moving through the space, and I can't even describe the speed because it was indescribable. And up on my right side, I saw a sort of grayish-white space, and I felt compelled to move towards that space. But I did, and as I got closer to it, I could make out a sort of a shadowy figure of a little boy. I knew intuitively that he was about 10 or 11 years old, and he was wearing a wide-brim hat, sort of like a Tom Sawyer kind of hat from that period of time, and he was drawing me in. His energy was drawing me in, and there were adults all around him, the same shadowy-type figures, and they had, what I had learned, what I had realized later, was that they had placed him there at the opening to the space to draw me in. They were using him. And as I moved into the space, I was very quickly overwhelmed by these entities. They wanted my energy. They wanted me to help them desperately. And my first reaction was, yes, I want to help you. I want to help all of you. But then very, very quickly, I became overwhelmed with their pulling, their energetic pulling on me. And I wanted to leave there, and I did. Instantaneously, I was gone, and I was back into the static. But only very briefly, and then I was emerging into a space that was it wasn't a defined opening, but it just kind of emerged in front of me, and it was this gorgeous landscape of beautiful yellow flowers in front, and they expand back really far to some green rolling hills and trees and a beautiful blue sky. And off to my left, there was a rocky waterfall, very tranquil, very serene. And to my right, there was a dense, dark evergreen forest. And so I stood there appreciating all of this, all the while feeling that permeating love. And then I was flanked on both sides by what I can just call angels. They were benevolent spirits. And they offered me the opportunity to move through that beautiful landscape to what lay beyond. I could stay there in that landscape, that beautiful place. I could merge into the green forest, or I could return to my body. And in an instant, I knew intuitively that the green forest was a place that I'd already been. The world beyond, I didn't feel I was ready for. And that space was gorgeous, but I knew I didn't belong there yet either. And I wanted to return to my body. They said, okay, but you need to share what you've learned here if you're going to do that. And I said, yes, of course. And the next thing I know was I was feeling a tremendous pain in my chest, and I was back in my body.
So that was
my experience.
So what was the one question?
That one question was, okay, what created everything? What created everything?
And then that did get answered when you were in that landscape area?
It didn't. If I had moved through that space to what lay beyond there, I would have received that answer. And that would be the ultimate. That was
right.
The nirvana. And I knew that I wasn't yet ready for that, that I had more to do. I had more to learn, to experience, to share.
And so it was these angels or whatever name we want to give to to that energy that basically gave you the assignment of sharing what happened.
They sure
to you.
Did. Yeah, they did.
So I'm curious about, because I mean, we talked about early on that it's been 14 years. So I'm curious about how you internally were balancing, I'm supposed to be sharing this with, I'm not sharing this.
Yeah, it was a constant tug of war, internal tug of war, because, you know, I'm ego based. And I'm referring to myself as I was then, an ego-based scientist. You're crazy. You didn't have this near-death experience. And then there's my true self who was saying, oh, yes, you did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, you did. And you can't ignore it. You can't pretend
right.
It didn't happen. And so there's this constant, battle going on inside of me. All the while, I'm trying to live my life. You know, I'm trying to be a mother to my newborn. I'm trying to get started in a brand new profession. I'm trying to be a wife to my husband. You know, I felt like the first thing I needed to do was be a mother to my daughter, and that's all I wanted to do. If that's all
right.
I had to do, I would be very content. And so dealing with the significance, the profound experience that I'd had in the afterlife was so overwhelming. It felt nearly impossible for me to really truly share it, to integrate it into my being and live from it. I didn't know how. I just didn't have the tools.
Right, and that's understandable.
I had to go through what I refer to as the trials of my life. I had to learn a lot before I was able to really fully integrate it into my self and start living from that.
This is a great place for us to take our next break, because that leads into, you know, what you learned during those trials leads into what the principles are that you have in the book, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we will finally get to what the 12 principles are very briefly, unfortunately, because with 12, we can only go through them briefly, but I know it will be interesting for everybody to hear. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Are you always asking for more and looking for that something we all know is possible? What if that something is you? Access Consciousness is saying thank you by giving free gifts to all the Dr. Pat Show listeners to create a vitalicious life. Download your one-hour video of Dr. Dane Heer's life-changing class, Being You, Changing the World, and 10 short videos packed with great simple tools for creating more ease and joy in your life, business, and relationships. Get your free gifts at accessconsciousness.me/Dr. Pat Show.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
Back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Krista Gorman, author of Lessons in Love, 12 Principles for Daily Living, and we are going to dive right into talking about what those 12 principles are, and in the interest of time, Krista, I'm going to ask you to just go through the title of each one and maybe one or two sentences, and then we'll see how much time we have to dive into them in more detail.
Okay, sure. The first principle is live in awareness, and awareness is about knowing that we are the love of the universe and that we are all-encompassing love, and the same love that's in me is the same love that's in you and the same love that's in everything and everyone. That's the awakening, the coming into awareness. The second principle is live willingly, and that means to allow ourselves to be the love that we are, to be willing to express ourselves authentically out in the world. The third principle is live lovingly. And the love, again, is what we are. Now, to live lovingly is to express that love. To express the love means to be purely coming from that space and to minimize ego. The fourth principle is live fearlessly. Now, fear and ego are essentially the same thing. So if we're living without fear, then we are taking ourselves through our life based on not ego, but love.
Right.
And the fifth principle is live compassionately. To live compassionately means to be able to recognize ourselves in the other, to participate in another's suffering. And that is to live compassionately. Live patiently. Patience is something that, you know, when we're patient, we're allowing for whatever is happening in front of us to unfold exactly as it's meant to happen. And the seventh one is live presently. Living presently, of course, being in the moment, we allow for, again, anything spontaneously to occur. And that is to allow for the energy of the universe to just flow freely rather than trying to move it along or trying to bring it back in the past and rehash the past. The eighth principle is live spiritually. And spirituality is something that is a word that we use, and it has so many meanings. But to live in awe of the beauty and the love that surrounds us, to live in awe of our own amazing, miraculous human experience is to live spiritually. And number nine is live faithfully. And faithfully, faith is something that, again, is used in many religions. People say, I have faith in that. They have a belief in whatever it is that they're referring to. And the way that I express it here is that faith comes before experience. Faith is knowing that we can be ourselves, that we can express ourselves into the world, that we can be the love that we are fearlessly. Once we do that, once we have the faith and we actually do that, then we have the experience. We no longer require faith. Live purposefully is to embark in our life with a strong, firm direction, knowing that whatever it is that we choose to do is what we're supposed to be doing at that time, that we all have a purpose, and that purpose evolves through our lives. But the ultimate purpose is to be the love that we are. The 11th principle was creatively, and I really love this one because we are creators. We are creators alone, and we are co-creators with the universe, and that's what I experience not only here but in my afterlife experience as well. And the 12th is to live miraculously. Now, to live miraculously really is to practice all of these principles simultaneously. That's when miracles just occur. They just happen. I experienced it myself with my family, myself and my family. But to live miraculously, too, is to recognize the just outstanding beauty that exists in our world.
So, yeah, many of these are, well, I mean, they all come down to the core of love, right? That sure. They all grow out of that because they're all related and very specific around a certain aspect of that. And and I love that. So I'm so unfortunate. We're running out of time. We just have a few minutes left. This is always okay. The case on the show. I always want to learn more. I always want to hear more. But so given that we just have a few minutes left, what would you say was your biggest learning beyond that we're all love? So in your life, what was your the thing that impacted you most, or the way in which you used this information that impacted you most?
Well, it was to actually be the observer of the amazing transformation that happened in myself, my husband, and my daughter separately and collectively. We are a family unit now. We were all off in our own little worlds, you know, several years ago. And my daughter's functioning so well in her relationship. She surprises me every day with the things she says and just the knowledge that she has. My husband is working so hard on himself. Still, he's trying to evolve and grow. And this is a man who was in a hardcore rock band for 20 years and toured the world. So it's a huge transformation. It's so beautiful. I can't even tell you how beautiful it is.
So basically, you just have seen that, you know, you've seen the effects of it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I've experienced them. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, like before the break, you were talking about, you know, the trials, and that's where the learning comes from. And so, you know, I guess I like to remind myself and others that really is how we grow and learn, is by experiencing things that we don't like. Because if everything was hunky-dory in our lives, what incentive would we have to do anything different? So I'm glad that you were able to take those trials and turn them around and say, oh, what am I supposed to be doing with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the trials were definitely essential. They provide the contrast to who and what we really are, and right. Help us to evolve, exactly as you said. I agree. Help us to evolve.
So what would be your number one thing that you would say? Well, you're talking to an audience now. What is your advice? If people could only do one thing different, what would you say they should do differently?
I would say to love unconditionally, love yourself, love the other, and live from that. And however you do it, whatever you need to do, just do it every day. Live from that and do it fearlessly.
Yeah, the fearlessly, yeah, important and difficult. Easier said mm-hmm. than done, but
exactly.
A goal to work towards. Well, Krista, thanks so much for joining us. And before you go, I would love for you to share once again how people can find you and how they can find the book when it comes out soon.
Sure. It's my blog and / website right now is Matters of Life and Death at KristaGorman.net. And my website is forthcoming. That's 12principles.com. My book is called Lessons in Love, 12 Principles for Daily Living, and will be available on Amazon and other sites for download within the next several weeks. And I am participating in the International Association of Near-Death Studies annual conference in August in Newport Beach. And you can go to their website, IANDS.com, and get information about that conference.
Well, thanks so much, Kristen. I really look forward to when your book comes out.
Thank you, Laura, so much for having me. Thank you.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break, and when I return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, my aha around how learning to play was made easier for me during the workshop that I took 10 days ago. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show. Today I've been talking with Krista Gorman, author of Lessons in Love, 12 Principles for Daily Living. And you can find out more about Krista and where to get her book at KristaGorman.net. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in life, you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. And along those lines, I've recently, as in last Friday, put up on the website, in the banner at the top, there's a link where you can go and sign up for free initial consultation. So if you're feeling like you need some help finding direction in life, discovering what your purpose is and how to apply it in a career or maybe starting your own business, then get a free consultation and I'd be happy to help you figure that out. And again, that's at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, towards the beginning of the show, I was talking about another learning that I had from the workshop that I went to 10 days ago for the Alternatives to Violence Project. And this one was around play. And I had noticed while I was there that we were doing these exercises, you know, maybe every three hours or so, we do an exercise that was purely one of fun and play. And I was noticing how much fun I was having, how I was able to actually participate without feeling self-conscious. And, oh, my God, I have not laughed so hard in years. I mean, literally, had not laughed that hard in years. And so, you know, I was over the past week thinking about, well, what was different? Why was it that I was able to relax and do that? Because I've always had a lot of trouble playing. And by playing, I mean doing an activity just for the fun and joy of it without any other outcome other than having fun. And, you know, some of the reasons I had trouble is that I would feel silly, or I felt judged, or I felt blocked, meaning that when I was given an opportunity for free play, I couldn't think of what to do. And over the past several years, a couple of people had mentioned to me how serious I am, although I do not see myself as serious. And if you listen to the show, you know that I laugh quite a bit. But I realized that that sense of seriousness is directly related to my inability to let go and just play. And it blocked my creativity, this inability to just let go and not worry about what people were going to think. And so during these exercises, the light and lively exercises at the workshop that I took, I started thinking about, okay, what were the attributes of these? And number one is there was never any winner. It was like a constant thing where, you know, somebody would kind of be it, but then somebody else was it after that. And it wasn't like anybody would win or lose. So it wasn't a competition. And I think that that was helpful to me. And, you know, a lot of them were kind of musical chairs kind of things, although you don't keep taking away one more till you get to a winner. It was just like there was never enough chairs. You know, there was always one chair short, and who was out was different each time. So so there was no winner or loser. And, you know, I realized as I was thinking about, okay, why was it easy for me to do this? It was because there was some structure to it. It wasn't just a free form, you know, let's play some music and dance and do whatever you feel like doing. There was some structure and there were some minimal rules. And it just felt safer for me because I knew what I was supposed to do. And plus, everyone else is doing the same thing. So in the past, I have felt like I might be judged by how I chose to express myself during that play. And since everybody's doing the same thing, then I didn't feel like I was going to be weird. And, you know, I realized this is also why I like card games and board games. There are some rules. And so, you know, it's easier to feel like, oh, nobody's going to be judging me. And even though there were some rules, they were very, very minimal. And I could experience the benefits of the play and the fun, even though there were some rules. And it also helped me get past the kind of, I don't know what I want to call it, productivity issue, where I feel like there has to be some tangible results from everything that I do, and really just be able to be in the moment and recognize that having fun is a tangible result in itself. And, you know, I realize that as I do more of this structured kind of play where there are some minimal rules, that I can feel more confident and become comfortable with unstructured play, which is then going to allow me to further engage my creative side. So it's taking kind of baby steps at expanding my comfort zone with play and starting from this place of having some structure, but then being able to move into truly expressing myself creatively without that fear of being judged. And I know that when I felt blocked and didn't know what to do when I'd been having these opportunities in the past, it was because of this fear of being judged. So for you, let's talk about this for a moment. And especially if you are someone who has some difficulty playing, let's talk about why play is important. First of all, it is the way that we learn when we're children. Children play by pretending, by using their imagination, by making up rules to games. It's totally a learning thing. And it really is fun just for the sake of fun with no other expectations or outcome needed. And it can lead to lots of smiles and laughter, which I tell you this workshop, my God, I laugh so hard. And this is good for our immune system and for our emotional health. And as I mentioned a little bit ago, it also engages our creativity. It gets us in touch with the other side of our brain that we don't use as much if we are kind of normal in our society. So if you have trouble playing, find an activity that has a bit of structure so you don't get kind of the deer in the headlights thing where you feel paralyzed like I do. And when there are some rules, it can really be comforting. It can give us a little bit of a, you know, a place to start from. And find an activity where there's no winner or loser. You can let go of being competitive in that way. And, you know, and if you want to play games, you know, like card games or board games, there is a winner and loser. But, you know, be conscious of just playing it for the fun of playing it, and it doesn't matter if you win or lose. And as you practice doing more structured play, you can test yourself out and see if you're becoming more comfortable with unstructured play. And let me know what you find out, because this is kind of a journey for me. I'm not there yet, but I'm starting to understand what will help me get to where I feel comfortable doing unstructured play. And I'd really love to hear about your experiences because that can help me. We're all here to help each other. So before we go, I do want to remind you about the changes in the show format. So beginning next week, it's going to be a call-in show. I'll do a light bulb moment at the beginning of the show, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines for you to call in with questions or concerns or issues that you need some help with. And so I'm really focusing on telling you about this because I want to make sure that you can listen live so that you can call in and get whatever assistance you need. And I also want to remind you about the life purpose coaching that I'm really getting focused on again in a slightly different way, and in particular, helping you discover life purpose for your career and for business. Go get a free initial consultation by going to thelauralonglishow.com and in the right on the right-hand side of the banner at the top of the page, click that button. You can go and schedule. If you have questions, feel free to email me, laura@thelauralonglishow.com. I want to thank my guest today, Krista Gorman, for sharing her information about her near-death experience. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.